Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Oz, we had a busy weekend of theater, didn't we? This weekend I went from Hedwig and the Angry Inch at PMT right over to Guys and Dolls at Stage 62. You could not have a more diverse...
I was going to say, what could be more different than these, you know, period songs from the 30s and the Depression?
So, and we went to this together. Yeah, and so we are both reviewing. We're going to do our Siskel and Ebert on this, which I think is...
Who do you want to be?
Brian Edward. That's enough work for me.
Okay.
But no, we had a good time. It was nice to be out with you.
Yeah, it was and what a delightful performance, don't you think? The whole production.
Yeah.
It was fun. I thought they did a great job with this. It was a 1950 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, and it ran for 3 years on Broadway. I can see why, though. Because it really, some of the songs
in 1950, yes, I can see why. But that's the thing with this. It is a classic.
Yes.
It is of its time. And I think my short review is that in 2018, what can you do with Guys and Dolls except do it really well? And that's what they did.
They did.
They did it really well.
A huge, huge cast. Mm. And Stage 62 does this all the time. They have musicals with enormous casts, and I don't know how they pull it off, but they do. And
bribery, blackmail. Now, I'm sure everybody's
to manage that many people for the directors, mm-hmm. Seth Laidlaw, I thought, good for him. He had them all fine-tuned and honed. The choreography, I thought, was really fun. Mm. Carly Fuller, a lot of it was kind of naughty. A lot of it was innocent. A lot of it was playful. A lot of comical dance moves, mm-hmm. even, that I enjoyed so much. And the costumes. Was this a visual treat?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
The costumes were so colorful and so varied and so many costume changes.
Well, I mean, it's... A classic like this, 1950, it's very much of its time in the style, you know, with which is... So, you know, I look at what worked. And, of course, there's some really great performances in this. And really great vocalists. And, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about those in a minute. But you can have all those ingredients. Good performances, good singing, good design. And still, it kind of not work. What I think really... makes this work overall is that it is this production is very much in touch with the style of Broadway in 1950. And this is a really tough thing to pinpoint. It's a very nuanced effect, but it really comes across, I think, in, you know, some of the design, the costumes and the set, and also the performances of some of the principals that were able to tune into this, in which there's a classic Broadway style to their performance, and that it's just slightly, you know, over-animated, but not overdone.
You know, I thought about that on my and way over here today. It was this close to being over the top, mm-hmm. but it wasn't.
It was entirely appropriate, and that's a tough line to walk. But the principals that were able to really nail that, bring that authentic animation to their character, is very much, you know, the style of that the 1950s Broadway in which this was made. And I think that is what makes it really click. And so to me, that's why it felt like a very authentic production of this, because it felt like it was lifted right out of 1950, 50s. Not just in the content, but in how it looked and sounded and, you know, came across in those performances. So that's why I think it really worked. And again, that's a hard thing to pinpoint, but, and I think it could have even been better if, like, kind of, if every, you know, principal really got that, but it's a hard thing to get.
Sarah Barber.
That's mine too.
Wow.
As Adelaide. Very funny.
Oh my gosh, she was hilarious.
Very skilled at musical comedy, yes. clearly. And beautiful voice. Yes. Beautiful voice. You won't see a better performance of that role. I mean, no. I can't... It lacked nothing.
I thought Skye Masterson's character, Ryan Habavny, mm-hmm. I thought his voice was amazing. I enjoyed his voice. There were several really strong vocalists. Mm-hmm. And when they all sang together... it was like 5, 6, 7 part harmony. Yeah. It was, some of those songs were beautiful, and that Don't Rock the Boat or Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat. I thought that was such a rousing number, and they were
right.
up and down. I enjoyed that.
But again, Skye Masterson there.
That's who I just was talking about. Yeah.
Why can't I find him on
who
this
list?
Who
are you looking for?
I just told you, Skye Masterson.
That's who I just right. talked about. Ryan Habavny. Right.
Okay, you've got a lighter than great. Ryan had. Bavney. Yeah, beautiful voice. And again, a very classic quality.
Yes.
That's what guys sounded like on Broadway in 1950. Like the, you know, with that, you know, kind of that precision. And again, not too overdone, but, you know, animated. Yeah, fit very, very well.
Those were the two that really stood out to me. Not that that the others weren't wonderful.
Right.
They were. But for me,
the whole group of men that played the gamblers, Chris Martin is Benny Southstreet, Jeff Way is Nicely, Andy Coleman, Nathan Detroit. I mean, you really felt like that. I get great vocals. I mean, such precision in the vocals and in the performance too. Very funny, very direct. But that whole group of guys,
I enjoyed that Leon Zion's kind of the character actor that he is.
Oh yeah,
part he played.
And there's a lot of great little, you know, character parts in this too that allow a lot of actors to shine. Yeah, all in all, I mean, it's a good production of Guys and Dolls. Yeah. I think probably the greatest compliment is that I never remember enjoying it as much as I did seeing this. So
I know. When it was over and you looked at me, you had this big smile on your face.
It was good.
Yeah, really good. Exactly. You looked at me like, wow, it was good.
Yeah, so there you go. Guys and Dolls at Andrew Station. Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie through November 18th.
November 18th at 2 o'clock.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.